string of denials from the head of TikTok on Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Your platform should be banned. I expect today you'll say anything to avoid this outcome.
Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers chairs the House committee holding a day-long hearing with TikTok CEO Shoji Chu, who says they don't share user data with the Chinese government.
There are more than 150 million Americans who love our platform, and we know we have a responsibility to protect them.
Chu also says parent company ByteDance is not controlled by the Chinese government. Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw says the Chinese Communist Party owns everyone in China.
And so by law, they can make them do whatever they want. And they say that by law, you can't tell anyone about it. So they can make you hand over that data. Is that correct?
Data is stored here in American soil by an American company overseen by American.
We thought that, but leaked audio from 80 internal TikTok meetings shows that U.S. user data has been repeatedly accessed from China when you said it hasn't been.
The company has faced calls to split from ByteDance. Chu says that won't solve security concerns. Just getting some details from Texas about a hostage rescue in Houston. Prosecutors now say the crisis began days ago when three migrants were kidnapped from one vehicle and forced into another vehicle. The original driver, notifying sheriff's officials who later contacted the FBI. All three migrants were rescued early today during a shooting involving FBI agents that left one person dead. No other details yet. A pileup on an icy highway that killed six people 2 years ago is being blamed, at least in part, on the company responsible for maintaining that interstate. The NTSB says the company failed to address deteriorating road conditions on the stretch west of Fort Worth, where 130 vehicles crashed. Wall Street regains its footing. The Dow up 73 points at the bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A woman found guilty for her role in the Capitol riot is sentenced to 3 years in prison.
Last fall, 23-year-old Riley June Williams was convicted of interfering with law enforcement officers during a civil disorder and resisting or impeding officers, as well as four misdemeanors. The jury deadlocked on whether Williams obstructed an official proceeding or helped steal then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi's laptop. Federal prosecutors said she was heard on video telling other rioters to take the laptop. They also said she physically pushed against officers and threw water bottles at them, calling them traitors. The judge called her actions utterly reprehensible during sentencing. Williams told the judge she is now embarrassed watching videos of her behavior, admitting she'd been addicted to the internet.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Biden is heading to Canada, his first trip there as president, scheduled to meet with the prime minister and address Canada's parliament while highlighting our shared air defense system, NORAD. When Britain's King Charles visits France next week, he may be greeted by protesters as French unions call for more demonstrations over pension reform. There have been mass protests after President Macron's move to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 without approval from Parliament.
According to one of France's largest unions, as many as 800,000 people joined the protests in Paris. Some of the rioters turning violent, smashing windows, destroying outdoor furniture, throwing fireworks or other other projectiles into the air filled with smoke. Police are using shields and batons to control the crowds. Strikes have also closed schools, shut down trains, grounded flights, and demonstrators have even blocked road access to airports.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Today, the Eiffel Tower and Versailles Palace were also closed because of the strikes. Recapping stocks, they finish higher, but after some pretty big fluctuations. At one point, the Dow was up more than 300, down more than 100. It finishes up 75 points. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.